sir. Who controls black arts? Who controls black sports figures? Who controls black intellectuals, black politicians? When I talk to the Jews, I'm talking to a segment of that quorum that holds my people in their grip.
And that is true. Who controls the movement of the NAACP, the Urban League? Who controls black politicians?
Who does?
Why is it that when I go before our brothers in quiet, they can say good things about me? But when they fear the Jewish reaction to any kind words, look at Mr. Novak. Look at, he just said a few kind words about my work. And look at the kind of brickbats he has received. Mayor Rendell invited me to Philadelphia, and look at the brickbats he's receiving from his own people. Yes, they exercise extraordinary control, and black people will never be free in this country until they're free of that kind of control. And I do intend, by the help of God, to break up that control so that when a new relationship it is structured on the basis of equity and reciprocity. We cannot allow ourselves to be controlled by any outside group. We must take control of our own destiny. That is what I preach, and that is what I believe, and that is what I'm striving for.